Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend we're here, we're doing life together, and we are so glad that you've joined us.
Well, Dr. Linda, so far it's been a great weekend.
Wait, I forgot to tell you something. There was something I was going to tell you before the show.
Well, I haven't really even gotten through the greeting yet. If you can give me a chance to at least say hello and then...
Okay, but wait a minute. There's something I do need to prep you with before we go further in the show.
Okay, what? You've interrupted me twice.
I know, because that's our show today, Chris. How did it feel, though? How did it feel, really?
How do you think it felt?
No, seriously, I did that on purpose.
Right.
And I do want to know, you know, when I was doing that to you, what was your immediate feeling?
It's frustrating.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't being interrupted bother you?
You know, not so much.
Really?
And that's because it was really common in my family. Mm. And I think that really makes a difference because my family interrupting each other was just, it was part of the openness and the friendliness and the sort of opinionated kind of people that we were. So we were very engaged in what each other were saying and interested in what each other was saying. So the interruptions didn't feel frustrating and rude. But was that the case in your family growing up?
Everyone was very quiet. And conversational, but there was an order in which things were discussed. So if grandmother's speaking, when she finishes her sentence, then I'll say something. And then if dad speaks up at the same time, no, you go ahead, please. There was a very structured way we spoke.
Wow. So your family was quiet and ordered?
Yes. Imagine that.
Are you the anomaly of the family?
maybe some.
So you kind of do that when you're around people?
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
And I'll even back away and let the person finish what they were saying before I would continue speaking.
Well, it's really important to think about your family experience because that is going to prime you a certain way when somebody interrupts, and it will have something to do with how you react to them. So, you know, have you ever been just speaking with a client or a colleague or a boss or an employee, and it seems that no matter what you do, they just continue to interrupt you?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I had a conversation with a coworker once, and I said, look, if you and I are to survive, you will have to stop doing this.
Oh, you did. You were just right direct.
Yes. And he took it like a champion, too. And from then on out, he knew that if Chris is talking, let him finish his sentence, then we can have a conversation.
Yeah, I've had people who've actually completed my sentences. Have you had that done? Now, I know married couples tend to do that over time, but even if the person is right about what you're thinking, a lot of people will find that frustrating because they're being interrupted.
Right. And then there are those times when you want to interrupt someone. Because it's taking them forever to get to the point.
This is so hard for me because I have dealt with several people where this is the case. And I kind of want to look at them and quote Shakespeare. Shakespeare once said, brevity is the soul of wit. But when it takes forever for someone to get to the point and they do all these details, like they're telling you like play by play, every little detail. I get very impatient, and it really is hard for me not to interrupt the person, especially if I'm in a time crunch and I really got to get to the point of whatever they're saying. So if you're that type of communicator that requires long pauses between your thoughts as you process information, you might unknowingly be inviting people to interrupt you.
It's so true.
It is.
It happens to me because I'll stop for a second, and there are some people where if you stop for a half of a second, that's their entrance.
Yeah.
And it makes me crazy.
Does it? Okay.
I know people like that. And it does take them, well, like myself, forever to get to the point. And I'm thinking, speed it along. What's that about?
There's a really interesting study I found. And it has to do with people being an introvert or an extrovert.
Hmm.
So in this study, introverts have a very specific view about what it means to be interrupted.
Introverts, extroverts. What's the connection with the two?
So introverts take a really long time before they speak. So think about it. If you're very into yourself, you have to give a lot of careful thought to what you want to say. You might provide a lot of details, but you're thinking about all those details. And so you get the courage up to say it, and you really do want to say something. And when you get ready to say something, you don't want to be interrupted because you feel that this information is so important and you want to be heard. Now, on the other hand, the extroverts are thinking as they speak. And interruptions are just part of the ongoing process of talking things out. So I think that's what we were doing in our family when I was growing up. An extrovert may think nothing, really, of being interrupted. And I'm an extrovert, so that really makes sense to me.
That's weird because I wouldn't consider myself an introvert. at the same time, I don't like that interrupting, just spur-of-the-moment type conversation. It gets on my nerves.
Well, do you think you're an introvert when you get stressed? Do you tend to pull away from people or do you tend to go towards people?
Good question. Probably pull away a little
bit. Yeah, and that's usually kind of one of the definers of the introvert. So
if you have an introvert with extroverts, that could be a problem. Some people will be upset and others not so much. I'm still wondering why people interrupt.
So we have to look at a number of reasons. There are so many possibilities, and I think that's one of the frustrations is you don't really know what the person's intention is because you can't go back and just say, you know, are you an extrovert? Is that why you interrupted me? I don't think you'd ever say that to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really a whole different thing in that, you know, the person might not be doing it because they're trying to be rude or disrespectful. They might be doing it because they are extroverted and they're thinking as they go and they're real excited about what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, oh, I've got an idea. I've got an idea too. That kind of interruption.
So it could be that it's not meant to be rude or disrespectful.
No, they might really want to say to you, I'm understanding what you're talking about and I really want to be part of that conversation. And maybe they believe that they're helping you. So I've seen people do that because they're like, you know, the person is talking very slowly
right.
and you're kind of waiting on them. And then I actually did this in a meeting. The woman was talking very slowly and she was like, she was looking for the word and I just supplied it. I kind of interrupted her by giving her the word, but then she looked at me, and she went, right.
Yeah.
So I think I was okay. So sometimes they fill in the blanks, the voids, the dead air, and with their thoughts because they're really trying to...
Okay, Dr. Linda, I'm sorry, but we do need to take a break right now. But I am engaged and enthusiastic about our conversation. We do need to go to a short break. More when we get back on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Threats of war, racial tension, divorce, natural disasters... If you are like me, sometimes I just have to turn off the news and remind myself that there is actually good in our world. It's so easy to listen to all the bad news and become worried. Worried about the future, about the Middle East, crime, finances, health, family problems, and, you know, so it goes. But Scripture tells us to take those worried thoughts captive, to be anxious about nothing. That is one of the reasons I wrote Letting Go of Worry. I didn't want worry to grip so many of us and cause us to lose our peace. So the next time you hear bad news, remind yourself to take those anxious thoughts captive. If you need help doing so, Letting Go of Worry is a good resource and will walk you through the steps to living in peace and contentment.
Letting Go of Worry by Dr. Linda Mental, available on her website, drlindamental.com and online.
Conflict is a part of every healthy relationship. How you deal with conflict is what will either grow or destroy relationships. Do you avoid? Maybe you become highly emotional and then regret what you said or did. Getting control of our emotions is not always easy, but it is possible. Hi, this is Dr. Linda Mental, and I wrote the book, We Need to Talk, in order to help all of us deal better with conflict. We Need to Talk, available at bookstores and online where books are sold.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today's topic is dealing with people who interrupt. We've got a lot more to talk about and helpful strategies coming up, but before we move on, I want to remind you to check out Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. There you will find her blogs, books, and you can connect on social media. It's an easy way to know what she's writing about each day. And you can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Linda Mental. And if you need more help dealing with people, get her book, We Need to Talk. There's always lots of practical help when it comes to relationships. And Dr. Linda, today we're talking about people who interrupt. And sort of like I did to you going into the break, say more about people who simply just interrupt conversations.
Well, we talked a little bit about the enthusiasm that sometimes people have for the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then right before the break, we talked a little bit about that maybe they think they're helping you. They're serving
right.
you a little bit. But I think one of the main reasons is that there's a time pressure. Think about it, Chris. We live in such a stressed and a fast-paced world. And I think for me, that's where my impatience comes from. If I'm
right.
trying to get to a point, I want somebody just to give me the information or tell me what I need. I don't want this long explanation. And we live in a southern state. I grew up in the north.
Right.
And people got to the point quicker. But I have found in different parts of the country that people just take their time. They want to tell you a story and they want to remind you about their grandmother who did something. And when we first moved here, we had all these workers come into the house And I had to listen to all kinds of stories about what their grandparents were like and what their, and I just wanted to go, okay, just get the job done. I got work to do.
I don't know if you've seen Duck Dynasty, the TV show.
I've seen it once or twice.
Well, there's a guy in the community there that they're friends with. They call him Mountain Man.
Oh, gosh.
And he literally talks like this all the time. And he would drive you crazy. If he was working on your house, you'd probably have to ask him to leave.
Well, I think a lot of times a lot of us are juggling a lot of balls in the air, and we're trying to get stuff done. And that might be somebody that is with us might be totally oblivious to the time frames that we're on. And we do need to learn to be more patient. So I will say that I have this coworker who comes into my office. I hope he's not listening. I think he actually just moved to another job, but he used to come in and just sit and then just talk forever. And I don't want to be rude to him, but I really didn't have time. So I found myself a lot of times just kind of interrupting him and saying, I really have to get back to work.
Well, if you've ever been around the person who monopolizes a conversation, that might be a reason to interrupt them.
Yeah, and the interruption is usually related to anger and frustration. Mm. So when you're with somebody and you can't get a word in edgewise and you have tried several times to speak up and you feel like you're not being heard, then a lot of times people will resort to interrupting because they don't know what else to do. It's not right or it's not necessarily effective. Mm. So I'm not suggesting that interrupting someone who monopolizes is real effective. It is, however, a very human response that we have, and we all do that from time to time.
Well, I think it is true that people typically don't interrupt with the point being to irritate you. With one exception, they may be a bully.
I do think that's true, Chris. I think the normal rules of conversation don't apply when we're talking about bullies. Mm. They think and they act very aggressively with the intent to hurt, with specific targets. So they target people or target actions against people. On the other hand, there are people you may think would be bullies, but they're not. Even though their behavior is kind of deplorable, maybe rude, they're not doing anything to try to get you upset. They're just maybe difficult people and don't have good rules of communication. So they might not mean to, but that's not an excuse. It may be just an explanation to help you think about your relationship with someone like that.
But bullies are different. How is that?
Well, they interrupt deliberately and with the purpose of demeaning and belittling specific people. And they don't believe that that's a problem.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Oh, you're bullying me right now on the radio. Right. They behave this way to everyone, and it's just part of their speech pattern in the world. It's really difficult to be around a bully person.
Right.
I'm thinking of one person I have worked with who is a bully, and it comes out of nowhere, and it's very difficult to deal with. And often it comes, he just interrupts me and puts me down. So it's a technique that they use to prove their superiority with certain people, and they mean to cut you off at the knees. If they have an audience, it's even better for them.
It's funny because you'll see these same people if it's just the two of you. Typical conversation, but then when they get in front of people,
right,
then they start acting like that. So I would agree the audience makes a big difference.
Yeah, it does. So speak directly to them.
Mm-hmm.
I know you did that with somebody who wasn't a bully.
Right.
You talked about that when we first started this conversation, but let them know that their behavior is inappropriate. Now, I had to do that with this particular person. Mm-hmm. I had to stop in the middle of a meeting and say, that's just not okay. I didn't get a lot of support from the people around me, I have to say. So it was kind of a courageous thing to do. It was difficult to do, but you have to draw the line in the sand. Otherwise, they figure out that they can push you around. Mm. It's almost like they can smell weakness. And so if they think that they can get you, they're going to continue to try to push you around. If you really have someone difficult, I would suggest that you go speak to your boss or the HR office. Unfortunately, I feel like I say this a lot at workplaces, document, 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 document everything and maybe build a case. You know, I don't like to do that with people. I'd rather have the direct approach, go talk to them. But when people don't respond, sometimes you have to document what they're doing. So today we're not talking about bullies, but they're just unaware of their interrupting and it's a habit. And they do it to a number of people.
A little bit of a rabbit trail. In a marriage, there is no HR office.
That's true.
So how do you handle that with your spouse?
That's called a therapist, the HR office. That's where you go. But
right. It
is more difficult to do that with a spouse. You really do have to take that very direct approach and say, you know, we need to talk about this because
right.
I'm not feeling like I'm being heard.
Well, bullies aside, once you understand that we're all different, it helps to build bridges between, here's the key, communication styles.
Right. So if you're dealing with someone who interrupts, it could be your spouse.
Mm-hmm.
You might not be able to change that person. We've talked a lot about that on this show, right?
Right. That
it's really hard to change other people. But what do we say? We say that you can change the way you respond to that person. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself constantly being interrupted by all kinds of people, not just maybe your spouse, but several other people, it might be your communication style that needs to be worked on.
And if you're in a relationship and you're getting angry or resentful because of this interrupting, it's going to cause problems.
And the danger is there, Chris, that if two people don't agree that it is a problem or that it's okay to do it, like if you say, okay, it's fine, you can interrupt me, it's not a big deal, and you're both okay with that. But if you don't both agree with that, after a while, the person who is constantly being interrupted might stop talking.
Yeah.
They might think this isn't going anywhere, and then they become much more negative. And then you're on that negative path that we've talked about in past shows where you're starting to go downhill with feeling critical of that person, maybe resentful, maybe really angry.
And that would be the introvert response.
It would. Would just be to pull into yourself.
Right.
So ask yourself if this person who is constantly interrupting you, is it really the person you think, or is it you? Or is it when you have really emotional subjects? Because here's one thing I've noticed. People will interrupt when there's some real intense emotion about a topic because they don't want to talk about the topic.
Right.
Have you seen that? In
yes.
People, they sort of divert the topic, and so they interrupt you.
Family members do that. Coworkers do that. Yeah.
Yeah. You want to sort of look at, is there a purpose for this interruption? Are they trying to pull us off base and get us into another place?
So if you want to change this and you are the person who is being interrupted, what do you do?
Okay. So if you're being interrupted, the first thing is you might want to try, this sounds silly, maybe, but speak faster, get to the point so that there isn't a place for someone to interrupt you. Have you done that? I've done that with a few people.
Yeah, yeah. Just hurry up and start talking so they can't get a word in.
Right. I just kind of go faster in my speech. Another way to deal with it is to invite comments before you complete your thought. So just go ahead and stop and say, now, before I go further, is there anything you want to say about that?
Right.
That way you're kind of engaging the person. That's a little bit harder to do. The third strategy might be ask the interrupter to give you a second to finish what you're saying. So just like you did, where you said to him, we need to stop if we're going to work together.
Right.
We need to stop and not be interrupting me. The fourth one would be practice being concise. This is a skill, which means you can avoid talking in circles and maybe get to your point sooner so that people don't feel the need to interrupt you. And then one more that comes to mind would be to be aware of how often you're interrupted. Is there a pattern? Ask yourself, is this the only person who interrupts me? Or is this happening to me by everyone else, like we talked about just a few minutes ago? If it's the latter, if you are the common denominator, you might have to change your communication style so you can get a different result. So the best advice, really, though, is to just roll with it, even if you feel a little bit uncomfortable, unless it's a really persistent pattern that is preventing you from really getting your thoughts out.
And there are times, too, I would imagine, to just let it go or maybe keep talking if you need to finish your point.
I know. I feel like I want to sing that Frozen song again. We do that. Remember how we always
always back
let it go, let it go. Sometimes you just do have to let it go and not get really upset about it, especially when it's somebody that has authority over you. In a work setting, I think I have a more of a tendency just to let it go during those times. So maybe accept the interruption as a contribution to whatever is being discussed. Because remember, when people are highly engaged with you, when they're finding what you say interesting, they might interrupt you out of excitement. So think, maybe they have something good that they can offer at the moment, and look at it positively.
Well, Dr. Linda, I hate to interrupt, but we do need to take a short break. More on dealing with interruptions when we return on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Are you a mom or a dad trying to do your best to raise a healthy weight child in an unhealthy eating culture? Do you often struggle with how to respond when your child asks if she is fat or if he needs to lose weight? Do you wonder, what is normal and how do I best impact my child and his or her eating habits? Well, hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and my book, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, teaches parents how to raise healthy kids in an overscheduled, fast food, video game world by making simple choices, easy changes, and instilling good habits that will improve everyone's life today and forever. Winner of the Mom's Choice Award, Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World, will give you this confidence, the confidence you need to take charge of your child's eating and raise a healthy weight child.
Raising Healthy Kids in an Unhealthy World. Available on Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com, and available online where books are sold.
This is the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and let me remind you to check out Dr. Linda's books and blogs. Just go to her website, drlindamental.com, and follow her on social media. Occasionally, we post crazy videos on Instagram, and there are so many great blogs on her website.
And people need to know that you are usually the target of those crazy videos.
Yeah, what's that all about? You know?
You just have fun. We have fun with you. You're a good sport on those things.
I mean, I know I'm not the host of the show, but wow.
But you're great at letting me do crazy things that people enjoy watching.
It's an act of servanthood.
There you go. Well, listen, let me mention one thing about my Facebook page too, Chris, because if people just put in my name, Linda Mental, they mm-hmm. come to my personal page and they don't get on the right page. So they have to go to the page that says Dr. Linda Mental, author and speaker. That's the public page.
That's what I need to do. I keep going to the wrong one. Okay, well, great. Well, let's get back to our topic, Dr. Linda. It's dealing with people who interrupt. We talked about what to do to maybe not be interrupted so much, but what about if you're the one who is doing the interrupting?
Look, Chris, I'm interrupting you because you people are boring. Let's get this show on the road.
Oh, we're wow. boring. Listen
wow.
to that. Okay.
Let's move.
So
we're
like that?
Yes, that's
like that.
That's the
so
example.
What do you do
right.
with that type of person who is the interrupter? All right, let's give some tips for the producer in there. So he's just joking with us. But here's the thing. Don't repeat yourself. So if somebody interrupts you, just say it once and move on. I have a family member who does this. He interrupts and repeats himself a ton of times. Second, you should become aware of how often you interrupt. If it's a pattern, you need to change how you communicate. So you are the common denominator. That's what we talked about. It really is helpful to understand that, hey, that's me. And I think you have to get feedback from other people in order to be more aware of that. So somebody has to be courageous and tell you. And then the third thing I would say is apologize when you interrupt. Maybe you can stop yourself and invite the other person to speak.
Well, do you think interrupting can be a sign of anxiety with people?
I do think it could be a fear of not being heard by other people. Mm. Sometimes it's a desire to, they're hearing people control the conversation. Maybe that's one of the motives, is that I have to be in control. And maybe they want to block what other people are saying because they find it uncomfortable. Sometimes it's an inability or an unwillingness to just be quiet, at least without having an anxiety. You know how some people just don't like dead space?
Yeah.
And they get really uncomfortable with that?
That's true.
So that could be a reason. And then some people are just afraid of maybe they're boring and they don't have a whole lot to say. And like we said, a lot of people just have problems with silence and they're kind of anxious about the conversation. So they might just interrupt to be saying something.
You mentioned people who may or may not apologize. There are people who will apologize when they interrupt, and then some people just simply won't.
I know. Most people, when they interrupt you, do feel remorse over the fact that they do it. And I think a lot of those people are people who don't realize that they're doing it at the time. And, you know, it's just one of those really quick things that you do. It just may be an impulse. And so when you try to confront somebody like that, I think you need to be a little more gracious about, you may not be aware that you're doing this. So start with the positive. Maybe you're not aware, but I just want to make you aware of that. Some people will get really defensive. I've had people like that going, I don't do that. And they just won't deal with the fact that they are being somewhat disrespectful. So just look at the situation with whoever you're dealing with. Make some determination about whether or not you can give them that kind of feedback, because it really will help somebody if they can kind of get at the root cause of why they do it.
I think in some cases, interrupting can be sort of a competition. It's like they have these competitive feelings and they just want to get in there and say what they have to say.
You know, Chris, we've done some shows on healthy competition, but when you feel like you're competing against others who don't want to compete with you, like they don't feel like this is a competition.
Right.
And it seems somewhat irrational to be competing for airtime. That's not a good thing to compete for. Sometimes spouses or close friends will interrupt to keep you from saying things that they believe you shouldn't say. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
They kind of jump in and don't want you to. They interrupt because they don't want you to say something. Most of the time, that's really not appreciated, but because I think most of us don't like to be told what we're supposed to say or not say.
What if you're dealing with a narcissist, and I'm afraid this could be me, who feels entitled not to be interrupted?
So that's not an easy one, and I've worked with a lot of people over the years that have that diagnosis, and that's because they really have to be right. And they don't want you interrupting. They do need to have the floor. They do need to have the attention because there is this underlying fear that they're inferior to other people. So that's what's behind that.
See, my whole family, I told you earlier, no one interrupted each other. Maybe it's because it was a room full of narcissists and
I don't think so.
We all understood that we didn't want to be interrupted.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think there is with a true narcissist, then you don't have any of those qualities.
I see.
They really don't want anybody else to be in control or be right.
Right. What about the strategy of just to stop talking when you're frustrated or angry with the interrupter? We touched on that earlier.
I think it's okay, especially if you're upset. Just take a moment, take a time out, and just drop it. And then the other person, what are they going to do? It's going to deflate their balloon, and they're going to stop talking.
Okay, well, as we near the end of the show, we want to talk about the spiritual aspect of this. Is there a godly way to think about interruptions and how to handle them? I mean, we're all human, and we tend to easily lose our patience.
You know, maybe we should consider if God is using interruptions to chip away at the arrogance of our lives. Maybe we have a problem with self-importance when we deal with this. And I think sometimes I don't need this. I shouldn't have to put up with this. Not now. You know, it's really easy, Chris, to feel arrogant and assume that we are above other people. And that is not a godly attitude.
It always comes back to how we respond to anyone who's trying our patience or upsetting us.
So Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourself.
Oh, there we are with that pride thing again.
I know. That's a big one.
So if I'm annoyed by an interrupter, I need to think of what is going on with him or her, be humble, and then try to understand and respond in a way that honors God.
That's a really good summary. Because in all our relationships, people do things that were going to annoy us. But this is usually based on that self-importance that we just talked about. We don't count others more significant than ourselves. We live in a culture that tells us it's all about us.
Maybe we need to simply ask God for his forgiveness and grace when it comes to being more patient with people, not just for interrupting, but in other ways as well.
I can pray that prayer, and I know I constantly need to work on patience and extending the same grace God gives to me to other people. So the next time you find yourself annoyed at being interrupted, think about some of the reasons we discussed about why this could be happening. Respond in ways we discussed, speaking the truth in love if you need to confront it, and talk it out so you can stay in peace with other people. Interruptions can influence how you feel about other people, so don't sit and simmer. Maybe interrupt them and talk it out. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Many thanks to our producer and social media director, Norm Mintel, our engineer and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who always makes the show a conversation, our social media director, Kelby Keimig. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mintel Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.